conclude today, God willing, chapter 42. The Alter Rebbe is speaking here about fear of Hashem and really appreciation for spirituality. And that's the question. The question is, as physical beings, how can we attain appreciation for spiritual stuff? We're physical. We appreciate what we have in front of us. We appreciate what we can see. We appreciate immediate gratification. How can we rise above that? How can we rise above just appreciating what's in front of us and actually having a deep sense of valuing something that we can't see, which is spirituality? And that's our problem as humans in general. And the Alter Rebbe explained to us that because we have a neshama, because we have a soul, our soul sees the spirituality. Our soul sees and appreciates the spiritual. As a matter of fact, our soul does not appreciate the material, the physical. So the part of us that's our soul, that part has no problem appreciating Hashem, appreciating Hashem's God's energy, appreciating doing a mitzvah, appreciating the reward and the benefit that happens. What's the problem? The problem is that the soul is in a body. The soul is covered up and is smothered and is being suffocated in a certain sense. If we don't allow the soul to express itself, the soul is being smothered. And imagine a person who is an artist, a musician, and the person, instead of being a musician and playing wonderful music or being an artist and expressing himself or herself through art, instead the person is given ditches to dig and is given bricks to put down and is given houses to clean and so on. You feel smothered. What feels smothered? Your creative part of yourself feels like it's being suffocated. You don't feel self-expression. And the neshama has the same problem. The soul is looking for spirituality. The soul is looking for transcendence. That means rising above the material world, not being limited by time and space, not being limited by what's happening at the current moment, but being attached to eternity forever. Some things that are greater than time and space, greater than just the here and now. And the neshama, unfortunately, it does not have the ability to do what it wants because it's inside of a body. So this, of course, is what Tanya deals with in general, but specifically in this chapter 42, the Alter Rebbe is explaining to us in detail how to rise above those limitations. And what do we say? So we said, just to review, we said as follows. We said that we are all connected to Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu, our great teacher and leader, Moses, is the one who gives us our energy. And we explain that the neshamas are hierarchical. They come, one soul comes from another soul through the pipeline of energy that eventually goes straight back to Hashem. But it's hierarchical. It's like pipes in the house, like water flowing from the water plant into the street to smaller pipes till it flows into our house, like electricity and so on. So therefore, our neshama flows from the neshama of Moshe. And the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, our great teacher Moshe, gives us energy and it allows us to transcend. What does that mean? Means that the neshama on its own is not limited, doesn't have a problem. And each of us have that neshama. So what is the issue? What is the issue? The issue is allowing our neshama not to be suffocated and smothered and limited by the body, but on the contrary, allowing our neshama to actually rule the body and use the body, use the material world as a lens, as a mechanism for attaining even and reaching greater spiritual powers. And we explained, Alter Rebbe explained, that the energy that Hashem puts into the physical world is greater than the energy that Hashem puts into the neshama, believe it or not. The neshama and the energy in the neshama is what we call shechina, is a level of limitation, limited amount of energy. Whereas the neshama that Hashem, the energy rather that Hashem puts into the material world, because it's a creation, it requires a lot more energy. And when we use, it's like splitting the atom. When we, if we want to get energy, you have to find an atom and split it. So if we have if we don't allow the physical world to drag us down, and we allow the, and instead we rise above the limitations that the physical world presents itself as far as appreciating spirituality. We don't let the physical world and our daily life interrupt us from being connected and from being excited about Hashem's presence and mitzvahs and so on. Then the opposite is true. Instead of the physical world stopping us, now it becomes a mechanism to actually rise higher, because we are able to convert the energy that Hashem put into the physical world, which was previously inert, it previously was not activated, we're able to activate that energy. And that's what the Alter Rebbe says, from that we get that energy initially from Moshe. Moshe is the one who is giving us that energy. So let's see a little bit further inside. The Alter Rebbe says furthermore, we have to have two levels of work. And in language of the Tanya, it's Yigiyas Nefesh and Yigiyas Basar. Yigiyas Basar and Yigiyas Nefesh. What that means is, I'm looking on the text. If you any of you are looking on the screen, we have, here's the text. The first essential thing is to think and to study, as we are doing right now, to study about how great Hashem is and how wonderful the spiritual world is. And when we do that, we explain this to ourselves and we think about it, then we are able to reach a level of practice that we couldn't previously reach, because we understand that when a person is connected and a person is meditating and thinking deeply about a concept, then it motivates you. And in the language of Tanya, this is called Da'as. Da'as, the Alter Rebbe says, literally means to know. But in the Torah, we use Da'as as a euphemism for an intimate relationship. An intimate relationship. Adam knew Eve. The Adam yada eschava. Adam knew Eve. So in the biblical sense, we say to know means to be intimately connected. And that's what happens in our minds also. When we know something and we think about that thing and we are completely immersed in that concept, then we are truly one with that concept. That becomes us. That becomes who we are. That becomes how our mind works. That becomes how our mind thinks. And the more we think about it and the more we examine from all different sides, we talk about politics. Person's a liberal, person's a conservative, whatever it is that you hear about all day long, that becomes you. And then everything that you hear after that, how do you approach that concept? From the lens and from the perspective of how your mind has been set up. And that's part of our problem today politically, that people are so attached to one way. But that's the way it is. I mean, this is just an analogy, an example. When you become, when your mind becomes formed to have a certain way of thinking, everything that you throw at that person who has that way of thinking is all from that perspective. And we have to use that concept, the Alter Rebbe says, for positive purposes. If that's the case, and since that's the case, that our mind then controls our body, so the answer is control your mind. Brainwash yourself in a positive way. So this capacity and this quality of attaching your da'as to Hashem, meaning by thinking deeply and by understanding and by reading about how Hashem gives life to the world in a certain way, and we talk about the 10 levels, and we talk about the four worlds, and we talk about the greatness of Hashem, the more you talk about it, the more you think about it, the more you study, the more your mind is sensitized, and the more your mind is fashioned in this way, And then everything that comes your way, the first thing you'll think is, oh, shkacha pratis, HP moment. This is, God is doing this to me. Look at it. I see the hand of Hashem and everything. So you become a sensitive person to spirituality. And Alter Rebbe says, sensitizing yourself to spirituality is something that is in the capacity of every single person, because we are neshamas, because essentially we're not bodies. Our essential reality as creations of Hashem is that we are neshamas, we are souls. And the only problem is that our soul has been placed inside of a physical body. So what we have to do is we have to use the powers of the neshama and the powers that Moshe, our great teacher, gave us and continues to give us through being connected with his neshama. And instead of allowing the physicality of the world and of ourselves, our personal things that happen to us throughout the day and every single day that's beating us up materially and physically, and just because you have to go to work and take care of your family and take care of yourself and so on, all of this stuff is pushing us away from thinking about bigger and greater things. So the first thing, therefore, the Alter Rebbe says is yegias baser, exertion of the flesh. That means to throw off the bodily shackles, to weaken the corporeality, the physicality, the materialistic urge that the body has. A person wants to go on a diet. So what's the problem with overeating? Problem with overeating is that more often than not, you have an attraction to this food that's not good for you. You may be eating too much, maybe eating in the wrong time. Whatever it is, the food is in front of you, you have to eat it. But if you took a look at the food and you said to yourself, this is rat poison, and if you could really convince yourself that this is rat poison, why would you put rat poison in your mouth? You know it's going to harm you. And the same is true. Or you said to yourself, the tank is full. I can't put any more gas in the tank. That's it. I love gasoline, but my tank is full and I have no room for it. So it's all in the mind. It's how you set yourself up. And that is to weaken the hold that the material world has over you. And you want that material world and yourself, your body, just order. We're not talking about anything that's dark or crazy. We're just talking about ordinary materialism that is covering us up from feeling spirituality. You don't want that the material world should be your primary urge, your primary focus. You want the spiritual things that are greater than materialism should be your first urge. I wish I could do such and such. Well, what am I going to do? I have to do this. Not the other way around. I really dread doing this mitzvah, or I really dread reading this psalm, or really thing. I really much rather. So we all know that this is the way we are. This is how Hashem created us. But it gives us opportunity, in other words, to feel the urge initially, to find comfort initially in physicality, in materialism, and to find a sense of ease, because it's much easier to just do the physical stuff as opposed to the spiritual. But it's easier initially to do material. But if a person, it's just like a diet, just like anything else. If a person puts himself in a certain mindset, then you have a much greater sense of happiness and joy and self-contentment and all kinds of other wonderful things after you have reached that goal that you've set for yourself. And you're healthier, and you're happier, and your mind is better. And the same is true of spirituality. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says that if you pound the body down, you weaken the body's grasp, meaning your own personal urge towards materialism, and you are able to build up the power of the neshama, of the soul, then you have attain step number one. And step number one is exertion of the flesh, the Alter Rebbe calls it. As we mentioned above, the name of the Zohar, a body into which the light of the soul does not penetrate should be crushed. And this doesn't mean to kill yourself, but this does mean to reflect from the depths of the heart. The Alter Rebbe previously explained what's happening and so on, to think about it. And essentially what we're saying is that the power of the mind is greater than the power of the body. We know this from ourselves when it comes to all kinds of things. If you really, really want to do something, there is no pain that is going to stop you from doing it. There's nothing that's going to stop something that you really, really, really want to do. And therefore, all you got to do is, as an initial matter, is want. So if you want, And how do you want? You want by appreciation. So the way it works is you have to appreciate. Once you appreciate, then you want that thing. Once you want that thing, then you are able to push your physicality, your body into line, to get your body into line, and then to take the steps that are necessary. So that's step number one. Step number one is on a physical level, just like in a diet, just like any financial discipline. Person spends too much money. A person eats too much food, a person doesn't exercise, assuming that you want to, some people are happy that way, but assuming you want to change, the very first thing you got to do is appreciate why you should change. And then you have to think about it and really, really want it. And then if you really want it, then you take the steps to, so that's the first initial step. The second step is, once you've taken away the blocks, once you've taken away the things that are stopping the neshama from feeling spirituality, meaning the overwhelming sense of being immersed in materialism, once you've taken that away, now you have to have exertion of the soul. Now you have to build up the neshama to reveal the powers of the soul, the service of exerting one's thought. That means that person now nothing's blocking you. Okay, now you can use your neshama powers, your soul powers, to think about, meditate the concept, whatever concept the person finds. You could even think about a leaf. You walk outside and you see a leaf and you see how beautiful the leaf is. You see a bird and you see how beautiful the bird is. Or you just think about how wonderful your body is, how wonderful the creation is. That's, and you say, well, God is creating this. This is something that a person can meditate on. Now you have nothing. How can you meditate, the Alter Rebbe says, how can you be an athlete if you're eating salami and if you're eating potato chips? You're not going to be an athlete. So the first thing is stop with the diet that's a bad diet for you. So right away, you can become a spiritual athlete. Now that you have a better diet, meaning your head is in the right place, because what stops us from being spiritual is being involved overly in materialism. So stop that. Understand why you should stop it and then work on that. Now you have reached a level of being prepared for being the athlete that can actually run the race and jump the hurdles and so on. And this is, Alter Rebbe says, is thinking deeply for lengths of time about spiritual concepts. And again, this comes from the head. It all comes from the brain, because the brain is ultimately controlling. And the brain, Alter Rebbe previously explained in Tanya, is where the neshama really rests. Is in the brain. So the more a person uses their head for attaching themselves to spiritual concepts, the more the neshama, the soul, expresses itself in their body. And then, but you take a look at yourself in a matter of a short amount of time, and you say to yourself, "Wow, I'm a totally different person. Why am I a totally different person? I'm the same person, but my head is completely in a different place." I want different things. I appreciate different things. I think about different things. I look at the world with a different viewpoint. I become a different person. And that is the steps, Alter Rebbe says, to becoming this godly person that is able to have your neshama not be stifled, not be suffocated, not be stopped by materialism. So there is the naturally refined soul, Alter Rebbe says. It depends on your neshama, how powerful your neshama is. Some people were given a gift by Hashem, and that you have a naturally refined soul, that as soon as you consider Hashem's greatness, right away you become excited. And as it says in Shulchan Aruch, a person should think that God is standing over you and watching you, and then you become excited and you become motivated to do a mitzvah and to do whatever you can do to live up to your purpose in life. And some people say, so what? Big deal. I would much rather do this, that, the other thing. It doesn't excite me. And that's only because, the Alter Rebbe says, it could be that you're still too much involved in physicality, materialism. And it also could be that your neshama just isn't that powerful. What are you going to do? Hashem did not give you that powerful neshama. But what that does mean is that you have the ability to work harder. Maybe Hashem wants you, this individual, to work harder. Maybe that's your task in life. And we said this previously in previous chapters. And especially if we're saying now that the person has done certain sins, whatever the sins are also baggage. So a person says, I want to run a 4-minute mile, but I'm 50 pounds overweight. I mean, if you're carrying two suitcases around with you, how are you going to run for a 4-minute mile? So these sins are also the same thing. It's also baggage that we're carrying. We have to get rid of that baggage first in order to be able to become, again, this spiritual athlete that our neshama can express itself, our soul can feel free and soar and express itself. And the Alter Rebbe says that if a person will work, and you will absolutely be successful, our sages have said that if a person says, I have worked and I have been successful, yes, it's 100%. Again, why is it 100%? Because in the case of a person who's looking to make $1 million, you don't have $1 million. You have $5 and you're trying to make your $5 invested in this and that and the other thing, and you're trying to earn $1 million. Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe it won't happen. If you're lucky, maybe it will happen. But you don't have $1 million yet. But in this case, you already have $1 million. It's just you already have your neshama. You already have the powers of being connected to spirituality inside of you. It's just that it's covered up. It's just that it's smothered. It's covered up, and it is being pushed down, and it's being stopped by your own personal materialistic drives. So it's not something that you can't uncover. It's inside of you already. You know, like a person has $1 million, but it's invested in the wrong things. Just take it and invest it in the right things. And then all of a sudden, instead of losing money, you're going to have a profit. El Tadeva says the same thing. If you will work, you will absolutely be successful because you do have a neshama. Every Jew, some, as we said, more powerful, less powerful, but it doesn't matter. It's always a powerful neshama. And you do have connection to the great neshamas of our great teachers, starting from Moshe and all the other great teachers. Actually, starting from Avraham, but Moshe specifically is the one who gives us this ability to have connection to Hashem through an intellectual process, through understanding of Torah. Moshe is the one who bequeaths, who gives us this inheritance of Torah. Torah means understanding Hashem's spirituality, getting excited from understanding spirituality and thinking and talking about the way Hashem gives life to the world and the mitzvahs and so on. And the Alter Rebbe says that just like a person looks for a hidden treasure, which is buried in the depth of the earth, and you know for sure it's buried there, so too you have to have unflagging energy to reveal the treasure of the fear of heaven, which lies buried and concealed in the, again, why is it buried and concealed? Because we have a neshama. That means that every single Jew absolutely has the capacity to reach this level of spiritual connection. And the only thing that's stopping us again is our own personal mishigas, our own materialistic urges and drives and stuff we've been doing for so many years. But if we are able to focus, we're able to understand, we will absolutely reach this natural hidden fear we refer to above. The Alter Rebbe continues that in order that this fear of sin, which is a natural fear of sin, should actually make us act differently. In other words, yes, you have a motivation, but we know all about motivations, and motivations don't always make you act from the bad to the good. You could be motivated to do something bad, you don't do it. Motivated to do something good, and you turn over and you go back to sleep, and you don't do that either. So you want to be motivated now that this natural fear of sin, that now you've worked, now you've uncovered it. Now you want to have this motivation that it should actually transcend and place it within the realm of actual thought that is in the brain. Okay, fine. So the Alter Rebbe says, so then start thinking. This means immersing your thought for a lengthy period of time. And if the person then goes through the steps, and what are the steps? The steps, it goes in order. In Hebrew, it's machshava, thought, dibor, speech, maaseh, action. That's the way the order goes. So if a person says, I want to know how to invest, so you say, do this, here's step number one, step number two, step number three. I want to lose weight, step number one, step number two. I want to become more spiritually active, not just spiritually motivated. First, we spoke about being spiritually motivated. Now we're talking about spiritually active. I want to actually act according to the way that I am beginning now to appreciate. I want my appreciation should inform and affect the way I actually act on a daily basis. So fine, so do the same steps. It's what step number one is thinking. Step number two is speaking. Step number three is doing. You will not have doing without one and two. You will not have speaking without step number one. Start by thinking. This means immersing your thought for a lengthy period of time until its effect will emerge from the potential into the actual. That means we've already established that everybody potentially is a wonderful, amazing spiritual entity because we have a neshama. But you don't want it to be only potential. You want it to be actual. It should actually affect you. So the more you think, then the more you will have this strength, this spiritual strength to actually act that way. And not only that, but the more it's going to become natural, that will become the real you. And when it becomes the real you, you're no longer going to be struggling because that is how you're going to get actually enjoyment. So as long as you have more enjoyment from doing something else, then it's a struggle to do the other thing. But what about if you have convinced yourself and you have elevated yourself that doing good, being attached to Hashem, being a spiritually thinking person, actually is what makes you happy. Actually, that's the real you. No longer a struggle anymore. Because if that's the real you and that makes you happy, then there's nothing that's blocking you now. Then you have an open highway. So he will turn from evil, do good in thought, speech, and action because of Hashem, what looks, sees, and hears. As the rabbis of blessed memory have said, if you will reflect upon three things, then you will not come to sin. So that is the process. The process starts with reflection, and then it ends in action. We go on and we talk about, the Alter Rebbe talks about how Hashem's understanding of the world is absolute, and therefore it's so easy for us to incorporate this thought into our body, into our actions. In order to help us understand this well with our intelligence, the scholars of truth, meaning the Kabbalists, have treated it at length in their books. Meaning, when we're talking about, if we really want to understand how is it that Hashem, who creates the world, who seems to be so great and so mighty and high above the world, yet is descended into every single detail of the world. In order to understand how that works, how the great God, who is amazingly powerful, is yet involved in the smallest and tiniest of details here in this world, for that you have to understand what the Kabbalah teaches. And we've explained that, we've talked about it, we've spoken about the energy that Hashem puts into the world through the four stages. We spoke about the 10 sephiros, we spoke about the energy, the light, the power of Hashem that goes through the pipelines. We spoke about the power of Hashem that doesn't go through the pipelines, but that is called the Sovev energy, the energy that is outside and transcends and is outside of all the energy, which finds itself at every level equally. The Alter Rebbe says, if you want to understand, there is enough in the books that's been written that you can understand. But, and this is a big but, you don't need to go that deep. Because initially, because since you're a Jew, and since you're a descendant of the patriarchs of Abraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov and the matriarchs, Sarah, Rahalea, and all the great Jews that came before us, since they believe, we believe, without speculation, without mortal intellect, they declared you were the same before the world was created. So even if we are not able to understand what the Kabbalists have, so even if you take it at face value, you say to yourself, the great Kabbalists, they were able to understand how the energy works in the world. And therefore they saw Hashem standing in front of them. They felt God's presence. We don't feel God's presence. We're not that spiritually attuned. We're not that spiritually sensitive. How could you say, Alter Rebbe, how could you say that we should live our life in such a way that we should feel Hashem in front of us? We don't feel it. The great Kabbalists, they felt it, so that's why they were so holy. We're not that sensitive. Alter Rebbe says, don't worry, you're a Jew. If you're a Jew, then you have it in you. All you have to do is don't put up any blocks. Don't make any artificial blocks. Since you're a Jew, you're a descendant of Abraham Yaakov. You have this in front of you already. Therefore, each individual Jew, wherever he may be, whatever his spiritual state is, if you think about this just a considerable time each day, how Hashem is truly omnipresent in the higher and lower world, Hashem is present everywhere, and the world is full with his glory, then it's going to be automatic. This fear, meaning this appreciation, this awe of Hashem, this sense of feeling spirituality right in front of your eyes, that the world actually is not a block to God, but the world is an expression of Hashem's power. You could look at the world two ways. You could see a whole world that's stopping you from being spiritual, and you need to be involved in this and that. Or you can say, look at this amazing world. This is an expression of Hashem's power. How could I not be overawed and be motivated to be more spiritual by looking at the world? Then the same world that previously dragged you down now actually is a mechanism. It's a magnifying glass. It allows you to appreciate yet more Hashem's power and Hashem's love for each of us by giving us such a wonderful world to live in and by giving us our life and our health every single day and so on. So if a person will meditate on this, even with a superficial reflection, you will turn away from evil, you will do good, according to the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to his disciples, which we quoted above, which the Gemara says that he said to his students that, listen, I hope and I pray for you guys, my wonderful students, that if you have as much fear of people, as much fear of heaven as you have of people, you'll be all right. That means if you just have the desire to be respected in the eyes of people by what you're doing, the right thing, then that, meaning the physicality of the world, can help you to be truly spiritual. And then, of course, you can rise higher above that, but that's not really the level of most normal people. Most of us are still really much involved in the material world. So Alter Rebbe says to us, don't look at the material world the wrong way. Instead of looking at the materialism of the world as a block, look at it as an expression of Hashem's love for you, for giving you so much stuff. Instead of going into your closet and saying, oh, I'm overwhelmed, I don't know where to do with all my clothing, I don't know what to do with my furniture, I don't know who my so many obligations, I have so many things that I have to worry about. Instead, say, God loves me. He gives me so many things. He gives me so many blessings. God must really be taking care of me. Instead of saying Hashem is inundating me with, I'm inundated with worries and troubles and problems and things and tasks and chores, say, look at this. Look how close I must be to Hashem. Look how Hashem must love me. Forgive me all this stuff. It's the same things, but different attitude, different approach. This is the fear, meaning this sense of appreciation for Hashem's presence that is imminent, that is right in front of you, will lead to the fulfillment of Hashem's commandments, will turn away from doing evil, and instead will be doing good. This is all, however, the lower level of fear, as this is the beginning. This is a threshold. This is the beginning of becoming a spiritual person. As it applies to Moses, that means in relation to the quality of Das, which is in each every soul, this is in fact a minor thing. Because the Alter Rebbe says, there is no person that cannot have control of their thinking if they want. You can't have control over many different things, but you can control what you're thinking about. All you have to do is want to think a certain way, and then you will think that way. The Alter Rebbe goes on and continues that, in addition to this, one should remember that just as in the case of a regular physical king, what are you afraid of? When a person is afraid of the king, you're not afraid of the body of the king. You're afraid of the inner vitality, the inner energy of the king. When the king is sleeping and the king is not looking at you, nobody's afraid of a sleeping king. You're afraid if the king wakes up and sees what you're doing, that the king is going to say something off with his head. But same thing is true. Surely his inner essence and vitality are not perceived by physical eyes, only by the mind's eye. That means, why is a person afraid of what the king might do to you? Because you're thinking about it. So where do you have fear of a physical king? In your body or in your mind? So just like the Alter Rebbe says, every person is capable of being afraid of somebody more powerful than them. In this case, we're talking about a king. Everybody is afraid of somebody, whether it's your boss or it's a bad guy coming at you in a dark alley, or it's who knows what. You're afraid of somebody who can do some harm to you, or maybe not harm, but who can influence your life in a very, very powerful, impactful way. You don't want to cross that person. You don't want that person to look at you in a wrong way. Again, why? Because of what you are thinking. So you see very clearly, the Alter Rebbe says, that you are capable of having your actions informed by your thinking. When it comes to a physical king, you got no problem acting a certain way because you're worried and thinking about, or your boss or whatever, whoever it is, who can really influence your life. So why can't you just apply that to Hashem? Understand, if this is so, then not only you must surely like you is like truly likewise fear Hashem. Because if Hashem is looking at you always, Hashem doesn't go to sleep. So this king that's awake and you're afraid of the king or afraid of your boss, if the boss is looking at you and so on, then that influences your actions. And if the boss is out of town on vacation or not looking at you, or the king is sleeping, whatever, doesn't know what you're doing, you're not afraid. But clearly you have the capacity as a human being to have your actions influenced by your fears, by your thinking. So just move that over and understand that Hashem is the same way. And Hashem actually never goes to sleep and is always looking at you. And how much more so should your actions be informed by that thinking? And Alter Rebbe goes on and says, even if a person has never seen a king, does not recognize him at all, nevertheless, if you go into the royal court and you see that all these noblemen are prostrating themselves and bowing down before one person, then even if you don't even know how powerful the king is, you become afraid of this one person when you see how everybody else is treating him. So too, you should, there is no difference or distinction in the fear again of a mortal king, whether the king is naked or wearing many garments. The essential thing is training your mind that you should be thinking this way. That whatever you see with your eyes, when you look at the heavens, when you look at the earth, when you can look at everything in the world, you should know that they are expressions of Hashem's energy. They are Hashem's energy. And if you remember that these are the garments of the king, so to speak, they're Hashem's energy, there is nothing in the world that's going to drag you down anymore. The material physical world will no longer be a drag. You're going to look at all the material instead of being dragged down, instead of thinking, oy vey, look what I have to do. Look at my job. Look at my this. Look at my that. Look at my I have to do. Instead of feeling like you're laying bricks and you're digging ditches, you're going to feel like you're painting paintings and singing music because you are involved with Hashem's creation. And that's our job. Our job is not to be living in a hut. It's not to be living on top of a mountain. Our job is, in fact, to be living in the world that we're actually living in. And that is the gift that Hashem gives us, that we can take a look at the world and we can become elevated by something that is dragging down other people. And instead, we become elevated. The famous story they say about a UPS driver who is retiring, and he takes this young kid on his route to show him the route. And it's a hot day, middle of summer, and they're schlepping heavy packages. At the end of the day, the old guy who's about to retire is energetic. He's so excited. And the young guy, it's his first day on the job, is, as we say in Yiddish, oisgerissen. He's completely a shot. He's completely a bad mood. He's terrible attitude. He's feeling terrible. He wants to just lay down and go to sleep. So the old guy looks at the young guy and says, why are you looking so iskaris and so shocked? And the young guy says, why are you looking so energetic? So he says, let me ask you, what did you do today? So he says, the young guy says, what did I do today? I sat on a truck, hot truck with no air conditioning, and I schlepped packages for people who maybe they appreciated, maybe they didn't appreciate. And it was traffic and there was noise and there was smog and there was people are beeping at me and who knows, a terrible day. Says, what do you do today? Says, well, I sat in the same truck, but this is my beautiful truck This is the truck that I, every morning I look forward, my truck who is so reliable, and I'm delivering packages. You know what's in the packages, things that people are looking forward. And I made so many people happy. And I met all my old friends. I see them every single day. And I ask them about this, how they're doing, and how's their child doing. It's all in the attitude. So a person says, I'm accomplishing nothing. Of course you're depressed. A person says, I'm accomplishing everything. Then there's nothing that happens in your day that is that can drag you down. And the Alter Rebbe is explaining this to us, that when a person takes a look at the world, and the world is Hashem's energy. Everything in the world and everything a person touches throughout their day is Hashem's energy, is Hashem's blessing to us. It's Hashem, is an opportunity to do a mitzvah with every single thing. If you do treat it the right way, you say the right thing to the right person, you're honest in your dealings, and you help the person, you do whatever it is, there's constant opportunities in everything that we do to bring faith. You meet a person, you speak to them about God, and you elevate the person's day. And this is all mitzvahs. This is what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want us to live on mountains and live in the middle on a raft in the middle of the ocean. Hashem wants us to live in exactly the place where He put us. And that is the ultimate HP, the ultimate Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem puts us where exactly where we're supposed to be. And that's where we're supposed to, that's our task. Now, if you think this is difficult, Alter Rebbe says, you should just know that the more you practice it, the easier it gets. Because faith in Hashem, my faith is not as strong as your faith. You have faith, I don't have faith. Alter Rebbe says, what's faith? In Hebrew, the word faith, emunah, comes from the Hebrew word aman, which means to train, to be a craftsperson. And this means that the more a person remembers and thinks about all of these concepts that we've just talked about, the more it becomes your second nature, and the more it becomes something that is natural to you, and the more your actual faith in Hashem gets strengthened. And we actually have this in the Shemona Esrei when we daven, we bow down to Hashem, and we accept the yoke of heaven in our davening, and then we do it once again as we in everything that we say. So the Rebbe says, the way our sages have set up our day for us, with starting to daven, and the prayers, and then the actions, and then the thinking, all of this is mechanisms and exercises to strengthen our natural capacity to be spiritual, because we essentially are neshamas, we're souls. The bodies are expressions, the bodies are garments. Our bodies, our physical world is an interface that the real we, which is our neshama, puts on and interacts with in order to do mitzvahs. And when we realize that, when we have our head screwed on straight, and we recognize that our real essence is our neshama, the body and the physical world is simply an interface, it's a garment. It's something that we put on in order to be able to do Hashem's will. And we take a look at the world and we say the world is not something that stops us from being spiritual. On the contrary, every single thing in the world is created by Hashem. And every single thing in the world is directed at every given instant by Hashem. And Hashem knows what's happening on every level. If we think about this again and again, and we say it and we meditate, Alter Rebbe explained to us here, how this will allow us not to be suffocated by the body, not to be stifled, not to feel put down by the physical world, but on the contrary, to feel liberated and to feel energized by everything that we do throughout the day. So this is chapter 42 of Tanya. We will continue, Mirtz Hashem, chapter 43, talking of the greater levels. We spoke about now the level of fear, which is not, again, your knees trembling, your knees knocking, but this is the sense of appreciation and awe for the presence of Hashem. Appreciation and awe for the presence of the King. That's what we're talking about. A person has the capacity, the Alter Rebbe says, to be afraid of a physical king, to be afraid of your physical boss, to be afraid of even a just ordinary person who looks at you and they shouldn't think bad about you. If you have that capacity, If a person, Alter Rebbe says, has no morals, a person is like a dog in the street, doesn't care what people say, forget it, you got a problem. But as long as you, as an individual, have the capacity to have your actions influenced and tailored and changed by how people look at you, then your goal, then all you got to do is up that a little bit and think that Hashem is looking at you always, not just sometimes. And then that will give you a sense of spiritual presence. And that's step number one, a sense of spiritual presence. And next chapters, we're going to talk about how to get higher than that. What is greater, what is more spiritually developed than just having a sense of spirituality and a sense of Hashem looking at you? Obviously, this is a bedrock, this is a foundational level. So what are the levels that are taking us beyond that? We're going to be reading about in the next chapters.